You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. We're excited about today's show. It's been a wild weekend. Wild weekend for us. Alexis.
Are we on a morning? Are we on
Alexis
Good Morning America?
He can't have.
I'm excited about today's show,
even
everybody.
Even the slightest level of professionalism.
No, it's just I'm excited about today's show, everybody. We're going to be talking about football. Have you heard of it? It's a sport.
Right. But we had quite a weekend.
Bruh. I'm sorry. Did we hang out with leyendas?
Huh? Okay. Because you may have seen us prancing around the city. Yeah, that's right. We prance.
Yeah, bro. Bro, you don't walk when you with legends.
All right, we prance out in Flatbush.
Oh, I'm sorry if I was out here skipping to my loo, bro.
Because we were hanging out with Pablo Zabaleta.
Wow.
Wow.
While his former club completely destroyed Manchester United from the top to the bottom and back to the top again.
Too much fun, I guess, for anybody who is not a Manchester United fan. So,
Didn't it feel good, though? Did it feel good to watch?
Oh, wait, which one? Pablo Zabaleta eating pizza or?
Bro, first of all, I'm getting texts from other pizza shop owners. How dare you? You should have brought him to my shop. What are you? Tell him to send Messi over to our shop. Yeah. Hey, Pablo, real quick, thanks for hanging out with us. Hey, could you get your friend Lionel Messi to one, not wear a Mexican carpet as clothing, and two,
oh my God, yeah,
show up to the pizza shop?
There's a lot we gotta go.
We got
through.
A lot to discuss, folks.
So as always, everybody, thank you so much for joining us here on YouTube Live. If you're listening to this podcast, we do a Prem Show Mondays 1 p.m. Eastern time. So join us. YouTube.com/soccerhooligans or
that's right.
YouTube.com, YUTU.com.
That's the official URL.
Okay.
For our Patreon.
Jamal London just said, LOL. Class of 92. They said more like class of 92%.
Yo, possession. I saw that on AFTV. Yo, they roasting, man, bro. I love it. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right here. The interview we did with Pablo Zabaleta.
Mm-hmm.
Is that possibly the greatest interview he's ever had, you think?
Confidently, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Imagine you said no.
Why'd you set me up for this alley-oop, Alexis?
I know, bro. I gave you a beach ball and a bat to a Dominican, my G. Let me tell you something. If you are a member of Gully Squad, you are going to get the full interview. Absolutely incredible.
Yes.
Wait till you hear this interview. Shouts to everyone in Gully Squad. Also, Gully Squad also got our interview with Mexican national team player.
Julian Araujo. So Julian Araujo, we spoke to him last week. Great conversation. You might have seen some clips on our YouTube channel right now. But if you go to our Patreon, patreon.com/soccerhooligans or shoutstous.com. And you can get the full interview. It's available right now. A lot of USMNT worthy fodder.
Bro, we asked the questions.
Okay.
If you don't know, he switched from the U.S. men's national team decided on his senior to play senior ball for Mexican national team.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of questions as to possibly why. and when three Latinos got together, let's just say, yeah, we talked about it. You know what I mean? We asked about it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, we got to the bottom of it.
And the clips do not, and you know who was there? Manchester United, fam. We got to the bottom. The clips don't do the entire interview justice. So shouts to Gully Squad. You guys get to check that out a little early. Good for you. Good for you. Don't share that link.
Okay.
Have some respect. I forget the gully. You know what I mean?
Crimson Pizza said, Julian on Cooligans and Efra scoring screamers. The kids are doing well. That's right.
Yeah. Just for the wrong team, though. But yo, let's get back to Premier League talk.
Okay.
Because I don't know. Can you hear that? Do you hear the sound?
Do you hear that? I hear something.
Yeah. That's Manchester United fans crying still. That is. But the joy that I have is nothing like watching Tottenham lose, which will happen today,
wait,
right?
Are you saying the joy of watching Manchester United lose is greater than the joy of watching Tottenham lose?
No, it's not as much.
Okay.
But it's still, you know how, like, all right, fine, this appetizer was a little too big to be an appetizer. It wasn't a meal.
Mm.
It wasn't a meal. I certainly don't have anything to take home, you know? But I feel satiated.
Yeah.
You know, an entree would have done a little more. But I feel full enough to... I ain't got to eat for a couple more hours. That's how I felt watching Manchester United get slapped up.
Well, look, it didn't feel like... initially, the first goal from De Bruyne, I was...
This is what made it feel better.
They gave... Sancho gave them hope. That they didn't even, it wasn't even like justified, you know? They didn't deserve it.
Right.
Because the first goal was actually kind of interesting because who sent the ball in? Bernardo Silva? Grealish get it to Bernardo. Bernardo gets it into De Bruyne. But the ball went at such a slow pace, the cross into the box, that it was like, of course. A defender for Manchester United is going to get to this ball because it is going just at such a slow speed.
Have you ever seen a cross go through and you're like, are they trying to avoid the ball? Like, why is no one kicking this ball out of the way? This was like a big thing for like Wenger ball. Like every once in a while, cross would come through, and I'm like, this makes no sense. Physics are not taking control here. How is it that no one is attacking this ball? And you just watch it, and you can't do this with City. If this was against, you know, I'm sorry to say Everton, you'd be like, maybe they won't get on the end of it, you know?
Right.
But against Manchester City at home?
They get on the end of it.
Oh, bro.
Literally all the time.
Yeah. That's the only thing they know how to do.
That first goal was like in the fifth minute, I think. And you're like, all right, this is going to be a long day for Manchester United. But then Sancho, I mean, he did his business.
Worldy.
Yeah, that was a great, great goal. Confident.
Also, his celebration was like, hey, come on, this is what I do.
Look, out of context, that celebration is really just like, I don't know what this team is doing either. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
If knowing what we know now after the full 90,
in hindsight,
2020. But at that moment, and that's the thing we've talked about with Manchester City, they are susceptible. They have a weak jaw. You know what I mean?
Sure.
They throw a lot of punches and they're good, but they got a weak jaw. If you could rattle them a little bit, especially if you're able to score against them first, you really get them rattled. But to even it out, to equalize, all of a sudden you're thinking to yourself, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is a game.
Yeah.
You know, but also, can we talk about where was everyone from Manchester United, fam?
What do you mean?
Where were
the players?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, but also, like, their starting squad. Here, I pulled this up. Let's talk about who actually played on Manchester United's lineup. Because it ain't your typical lineup, fam.
Who played?
I don't know if you noticed, but a gentleman by the name of Cristiano Ronaldo was nowhere to be found on the first 11.
That's right. So we pre-game.
So he must have gotten injured, right?
Rangnick said it was a hip flexor.
Yeah.
Nobody. Well, it's still strange that a coach could say that and literally nobody believe it. Why is
also,
that the case?
Everyone. It feels like if Ralph Rangnick says something, go to that player's Twitter or Instagram because they're about to suggest otherwise. You know what I mean?
It was pretty surreal that Ronaldo didn't even show up to the game.
Right.
I think I heard that he flew back to Portugal.
Right.
Just an interesting move.
What was said was it's from the accounts on Twitter before the lineup came out. It was Cristiano Ronaldo will not be in the lineup. He won't be in the 18. And the reason for that is not an injury. He just has decided not to play.
Okay, I don't know.
Remember that one playoff game with the Chicago Bulls where Scottie Pippen decided to not go? This is in the 2 years that Michael Jordan was playing baseball. Scottie Pippen decided, I don't want to go back in. I don't like the way y'all playing right now. I don't like what the coach is asking me to do. I'm not going in. And to this day, he is still being kind of shaded for that. They kind of take it put a negative mark on the character of his style of play and his career.
Yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo decides he doesn't want to play. And you know what the Manchester United fans are going to say? Oh, well, he's the GOAT. He knew.
But look,
the tactics weren't up to par. They knew that he didn't want to play in this. He knew this was going to be a debacle.
So
he decided he didn't want to play. He's right. Everyone else is wrong.
But there's a lot of different things being said because I haven't heard directly from him that he did not want to play.
And you're never gonna.
But the coach said he's injured.
What's the coach gonna say? Yo, he being a little bitch. He being a bitch right now.
Damn, I didn't know the Germans went so hard.
Damn, yo. But Ralph Rangnick, apparently a member of Gully Squad, fam.
No, I'm gonna believe, or at least give him the benefit.
Randy Solares said Ronaldo was scared to play City.
The fact that I'll assume. Look, because
I like what Dominic Osmond said. What did he say? City play like they FIFA semi pro. Shit can't not drop for them. And also, yo, shouts to Sofian Benzaza.
Yo, let's
in
go.
In the chat, say $7 for Riyad number for Riyad Mahrez's number with Algeria. Say his name. Show respect, EPL fans. I can't afford his Man City number on a super chat.
Shouts to you, Sofian.
Also, let me say Riyad Mahrez. Is he wasting the tail end of his career being a Manchester City? I know, you know, him starting the parade wouldn't answer that, but he's not an everyday starter, bro. He is so good. I want to see him play every minute of every day wearing a red and white shirt. Where
I'm going? That is like saying, you know.
Can we feature this? Is there a way to do that?
I don't know. No, I can't do it. I don't think so. Anyway,
we love you, Sofian.
I'm just saying, that's like Riyad Mahrez saying like he's wasting his years at City. It's like saying Hugh Hefner is wasting the final years of his life surrounded around attractive women having sex with them every day.
No, but here's the thing. Imagine you're surrounded by a bunch of beautiful women, but not having sex with them every day, only having sex with them every once in a while. Wouldn't you say to yourself, buddy, get out there and, you know, hustle hard every day, Riyad? Look, they don't all have to be nice.
Riyad was great. Got a brace. De Bruyne got a brace. Look, overall, talking about Cristiano Ronaldo, because some reports, I don't remember who exactly said this, but it was some pundit in England who basically said that he was applauding Ralph Rangnick for sitting Ronaldo because he didn't feel that they would be that he would hurt the team against City.
Yes.
But obviously that's not what Ralph Rangnick, that's not the message he's giving everybody. He's saying that he was injured. So if that's the case, then I'm going to try to believe that because the coach is saying that. If I'm being naive, fine.
No, there's also the thing of like protecting the player a little bit, because at the end of the day, even if the player is being a sourpuss and kicking and screaming and going home and not wanting to be a part of the squad because he's not starting, if that's the case, he's still an investment of the club.
Well, I would say like that's a bold move, even from the owner's standpoint, like from the Glazer, who would probably be like, how could you not play him in such a big game that so many people watch? You know, so if that's the case,
is it possible he's passed it?
I mean, there's a lot of people saying that.
But here's the thing: you kind of ruin your investment if you play him and he doesn't play well.
Sure, I mean, but it would have been better. Would the result have been different if Cristiano Ronaldo was playing in this game? I'll put it out to the chat as well.
Chat, let us know what you think.
Would it have been any different?
How frustrating is it for people listening to this in their car right now who's like, oh, I wish I could chat right now. But hey, you got to hang out with us right here on YouTube Live. I like what Randeezy said. He said, finally got to join the live chat since I'm off Mondays. Let's go.
Let's go.
You're not off Mondays. You're on our live right okay. now. Baby.
You're working right now, bro.
Punch in, punch out, fam.
So the Ezra said, Ralph dropped Ronaldo and he said, I wouldn't be in the squad. Okay. Look, if that's the... All
right. Right. You heard police sirens before, and now you're hearing things drop behind us. So if at any point this camera starts to walk away from us, it's been stolen by whoever broke it.
Randeezy, that's on you.
Damn,
you have to be taken care of.
How about more like Rand, take it easy, huh? Come on. Ronaldo is still their top scorer. Wow.
Yeah, but you know what? They can't. This was interesting, right? Scott McTominay after the game, I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but he essentially said like that we're either losing the ball, we're not being able to press because people are doing too many fancy things.
Ooh.
as far as just passing
the
ball. And
who do we think he pointed the turret to?
And he pointed out, he's like, Manchester City, they play simple passes, and we essentially do not. Who can can we blame?
But also, I feel like that's a little bit of a symptom of Ralph Raniak's sort of management style and training and the system he's trying to put in. He's trying to be like, yo, who taught you how to do this, man? That guy's open. Pass it. You move. What are we doing?
I can't. How can you unlearn this stuff? Bro, no, this is crazy.
Y'all got to stop being trash. That's step number one. In fact, who was it? Crimson Pizza said, yo, can we get Chris Armas to be Ralph Raniak's gully translator? Like the Key and Peele speech. He's angry, Ralph Raniak with the ring. He's like, hey, yo, fam. Enough with that.
He got the Yankee fitted and the bubble jacket behind him.
He got the yellow and black North Face. He's like, fam, what we doing? Yo, you doing too much. And also, somehow, it's not enough. I don't know how you're doing that.
Sofian said, since Real's Galacticos version 2.0, I have never seen such a badly managed legendary club the way Manchester United is being managed.
And it just feels so good.
Well, they were so good for so long that there was an era. I was thinking about this today. I'm like all the people, even like Flex, I'm like, so many people grew up in Manchester United and it's part of their identity. Just right. The same way.
Arsenal fans.
Yeah. Arsenal fans, you know.
Why do we talk about the Invincibles? Because we ain't going to talk about Marouane Chamakh, fam. We ain't talking about Nicholas Bentner up here.
Honestly, nobody's talked more about Marouane Chamakh than us on this show.
I gotta be honest with you. Marouane Chamakh's alerts are like, damn, yo, these guys love me, bro.
So, but
Marouane Chamakh's kids don't talk about Marouane Chamakh.
But a lot of people, you know, and I've heard this so often, a lot of people go up to people like Thierry Henry or Ian Wright and they say, curse you. Yeah. For making me a fan of this club.
Bro, it's your fault.
It's your fault.
It's your fault.
And now we can, the Manchester United fans can finally do the same thing. They can finally go up to certain people, whether it's Giggs or Neville or whatever.
I'm like the rapper Giggs. Be like, hey, yo, you rule my... Oh, I see you have a knife. Never mind. Different gigs.
I love his music, though. Great gig.
Yeah, great. Too slow of a rapper for me, but I like that he's working with America now.
It's my pace.
Yeah. You like music with a message, though. It's so disgusting.
What's the message in his music?
No, but that's your thing. He's like you got to hear his, all his stuff is like, it's like if church people may rap, that's what he listens to.
Far from that, but okay.
Let's talk a little bit about what you just mentioned, which is the era that Manchester United came from. Sir Alex Ferguson.
Yes.
Do you know how many Premier League titles he has?
I don't know. More than
13.
10.
Yeah. 13.
13, yeah.
Second place.
Behind who?
Tied for second place. No, he's first. Mm-mm. Tied for second is Arsene Wenger, Mourinho, and I can't remember the other manager. They have three, dog. He has 10 more.
Wow.
10 more. Pep. It's Pep Guardiola. 10 more. Okay. Than the three people chasing him in second place.
Pep has
three.
No.
Pep has three three Premier League titles.
Didn't we just take a photo with the... I just took a photo with the trophy. And what? It had five, I think. How many times has City won?
Mancini and Pellegrini.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's the other. Okay.
Come on.
Yeah. I'm just like, I thought.
Listen, if we get paid by City, we're City fans now. You need to know this information. Don't forget, we are available for the bag. I will burn every Arsenal shirt.
Hasn't
I have.
Pep been there 25 years?
Yeah, I know. It does feel like it, doesn't it?
Jamal says four.
Nah, he's won three, my G.
Am I? Okay.
He got one this year.
Oh, he's about to have four.
Yeah, he's about to have four.
Maybe that's what.
Now Jamal just said three or four.
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
Go hedging your bets, my G. I like it. That's because I talk shit on gigs, bro. You know what the problem was? Is when he did that song with Drake and he was like, look at them titties sitting all perky. It's like, you ain't going to win us over with them bars, my G.
I just love hearing you say, look at them titties.
Right now, my wife just went like this. Alexis here. She felt a cold chill up the back of her neck. I grew up with the real men of Manchester United.
Wow.
Joe Gordon, Ray Wilkins, Gary Bailey. When they kept losing to Liverpool.
Yeah, dude. That's an absolute legend right there.
So here's my point. 13. Look how far we have fallen. How far we have fallen from that top Manchester United fans, where you're now sitting on hoping for fifth.
Hoping for a nice trip to, you know, to Villarreal or something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You really want to play Ferencváros. That's how bad you want this.
No, it is.
And you know how greasy I'm talking right now because I'm Arsenal, right? And what are we saying? We're potentially playing for third, fam. And what y'all doing? I have that bet with Flex that if Arsenal finishes fourth, which will be above Manchester United in this scenario, then he has to eat the hottest hot wing from Hot Ones. He's got to eat the last.
Is he a spicy food guy?
No.
Yeah, he does not seem like the type of person who would want to do this.
No, he does not. He's very adamant about
where
not
do
wanting get, to do it.
Do they just like sell the hottest hot sauce like somewhere?
It's Hot Ones created it. They sell it.
They have
it
like a Whole Foods or you get it online?
I think you can order on their website, but they do carry it at stores. I don't know if Whole Foods carries it.
Okay. Trader Joe's?
Yeah, come get it at Wegmans or Lidl.
I don't know what you're talking about. I guess it's
that. Lidl. What's the supermarket brand? Lidl. Lil what? Is a rapper? You a rapper? Lil what? What are you? Lidl. It's probably German.
Jamal said Thursday night in Uzbekistan, the middle of a train station conference league settings for them. That'd be great.
Yo, Jamal. I thought Jamal was a United fan.
I don't know.
Maybe
no, Arsenal, I believe.
Oh, Jamal, you a Gunner, baby?
How many? That's a good.
First of all, there's no Manchester United fans in Manchester. They all live in China, New York, Los Angeles, London. Right. Come on,
now. Right? I'm wondering, like, are there a lot of United fans in London, or how often? I'm sure there's a bunch, right?
No, yes.
Okay. I'm just curious. I don't know.
Sam is freaking out behind you. Yes, yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Ooh, he just said, you got to remember there's only one city worth living in the UK. So he's talking about you, Scunthorpe.
Jamal said Arsenal.
No one was losing. No one. What's that? It was Stockport. Ain't no Stockport, fam.
Nitra asked, what happens if Flex wins?
And then I got to eat the last dab. But like, yo, fam, I mean, I might as well just drink it with a straw.
It's not really.
You know really me, a hot sauce?
Not much of a punishment.
That's like, you know what he should do? He should make me do 10 push-ups. That's what he should do.
Bro.
That's the equivalent.
Half a pull-up? Yo, oh.
You ain't getting it. More like a pull down that bar off the wall, my G.
Can he?
Why you adding on top of shit? Why you got to add exercise?
I don't know. This might be just my fun, some fun Patreon content, okay?
Jamal is Arsenal, and he said, they are tourists, not going to lie. Yeah, dude, Manchester United fans, they ain't from Manchester.
All right.
Them all trains right. be full, fam.
So the thing I said about Scott McTominay, making fancy, we do too many fancy things or whatever.
Did the chat say who they think he's talking about?
Look, so I
saw Carl Twigg, but cuck for you.
Let's go.
Come on, you white balance. If you ask nicely.
The comments under the tweet about it were mainly like either Bruno Fernandes,
right,
who did not have a great game. I would assume some people think Pogba, but Pogba does fancy things.
He just got there. That dude was injured for like 3 months.
No, but Pogba does do fancy things, but they usually work out pretty well.
Yeah.
But he does.
Also, that's what you pay for.
Yeah, but he does. I believe in the. I don't know if it was the first goal or the second goal. He was the one who lost the ball. Like Bruno does this as well. They just lose the ball in places that they just really really should not. Or they're expecting a call and the whistle never comes.
Losing the ball isn't the issue. It's what happens when the ball is lost, and that's what I want to talk about. Is who's behind McTominay?
Fred.
Yeah, and they might be no behind him are the center backs, and they might be looking the wrong way. I don't know what's going on. Is Harry Maguire being paid more by the competition than by Manchester United? His career got to be over, right?
No, man, it's just weekend.
At United. I do think he's a good enough defender for other clubs, but not United.
Yeah, I would say the problem is not Harry Maguire or Manchester United, but it is Harry Maguire at Manchester United. Like, he was not this bad at Leicester.
Okay, so I want you to continue this train of thought.
Yeah.
Take Harry Maguire off of Manchester United.
Jose Lopez just said, currently at work, told my boss I'm on a Zoom call with two potential clients.
Hey, we're thinking about buying. I don't know what you're selling, baby.
This PowerPoint presentation is absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
Ooh, they got a good deck. Look at that deck. Damn, son.
I've just never seen one so large.
Guys, they just sent me a deck pitch. And let me tell you something. It is quite nice. airdrop me that deck page. Are we silly? Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh. Happens. Okay. Continue.
So take Harry Maguire. I need the chat to get involved in this too. Take Harry Maguire off of Manchester United. Who has a better result from that? Who's doing better? Like, you know, your boy breaks up with his girl.
Mm-hmm.
Who's doing better 6 months later? Is it your boy or is it that girl? Who's doing better? Manchester United without Maguire or Maguire not having to be on Manchester United?
I would say Manchester United would be a little bit better. Because,
so you think Maguire going to be down bad once he leaves?
No. I think he'd be fine. I think he'd be fine in either a different system or something. There was a point in the second half where De Bruyne is out wide. He's about to receive the ball.
Look at Jamal's comment.
Jamal said, honestly, what do you lot expect from a team that employs Booker T as right back? This is so mean.
It just was so unnecessary.
We'll get to Wan-Bissaka in a moment.
Way, so unnecessary, and I couldn't appreciate it more, honestly.
It's not that it's like these players are not terrible. They
Jamal.
Just they, it has to be the instruction they are given, because Maguire.
No. It's the pre-learning they did.
Okay.
You know what it is? It's taking a bunch of juvie kids and putting them in a boarding school now. It's like, now you gotta, there's a lot you're gonna have to readjust. You know what I mean?
The point I was making, there was the yellow card that Harry Maguire got. He fouled De Bruyne, but you see him. It's a long ball that's going to De Bruyne, and De Bruyne receives the ball, and you know that there's nobody behind Maguire. Like, he's going. De Bruyne is going to either kick the ball forward.
He's gonna just roast him. He's gonna go right around him.
But that's the thing. So
it's like you coming at me with ball. It's like, what do you people expect?
But Maguire, and that's the thing. Maguire goes for the ball inside his own half.
In the anticipation that if De Bruyne does get the ball, I've got no option.
Or basically, I'm just gonna go after the ball, or just clean this dude's clock, right?
Right.
But like a reasonable person,
right,
would be like, there's nobody behind me. There's so much distance between me and where De Bruyne is about to like receive the ball.
Right.
Let me
if
just
I'm the last line of defense. Maybe I should make a simple move as opposed to chase after this ball and leave him square open with my goalkeeper.
And it's just like a simple thing like that where you're already losing. Like, it's not even that you're losing. I understand, like, they want to be aggressive, but it's like there's no reasonable...
The decision-making.
It's like, what... I'm assuming the instruction was, like, don't... You know, be aggressive. Don't let them get the ball out of their own half. That's the only thing I can do. I'm giving Harry Maguire the benefit of the doubt. Because it just makes no sense.
You're
just
like,
wait.
Maybe there was another king in the pack in the
just
in the
wait. Wait. Yeah. And De Bruyne's not the fastest dude in the world. He's not really going to get by you. And it's unnecessary tackle. It made no sense. But that's the thing, is that throughout the game, he makes decisions like that are so... costly. I mean, the really bad one was from Lindelof that ball go through his legs inside the box. I'm like, bro, what?
How?
Just hit it out.
This is Sunday league shit, fam.
It made no sense. And it's things like that. And something happens to Manchester United. Like, I think these players can't handle this pressure because they know the club that
they're all trying to do too much in because of the pressure they're under.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the things about, I mean, I need to reiterate, Christian and I are in no way, shape, or form tacticians. We sound like it when we're talking about Maguire.
I always try to like.
Oh, Jamal said that was Maguire. Maguire to Charlotte.
Oh, that was Maguire that went to?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maguire is a defensive Mitrovic, championship star, and that's all. Mitrovic got like 32 goals with like 18 games left.
And then when he gets
and
to
he comes up here, he's just smoking cigarettes, man. He ain't got nothing to do up here, boy.
He just can't find the net.
Joey Gusto said, imagine the headlines. FC Cincinnati taking a flyer on Harry Maguire. No other club is down hard enough to want him. They will take him, and they will have a Brexit build that wall back line.
It's look.
They also have Jeff Cameron.
Manchester United, just, you know, before this match, we're in fourth place. They should be in they should be in they're a Champions League worthy team. I mean, even with the amount of mistakes that they make.
Football Capo said Yimi Chara is better than Bruno. I mean, for the last two games, you ain't no competition.
Well, you ain't getting a fight from us there. I try to give these guys the benefit of the doubt because you just kind of like, you saw him at Leicester. He won the Premier League. What happened there?
It's all grind. Bastard.
He's drinking coffee, everybody.
I'm drinking the coffee grind.
It's delicious. Okay.
Right in my veins.
I see how much these guys are getting slammed on the internet. And it's just like, I just try to at least give them some benefit of the doubt. I'm like, maybe there's something. Like, Harry Maguire couldn't have gone from, England's captain and Manchester United's captain to just an absolute guy that shouldn't even be on the roster. Like that seems like such a...
There's a lot of conversation about whether Harry Maguire deserved to be captain of England, you know? And there's a lot of conversation about whether he deserves to be captain of Manchester United. You know what I mean?
Look, I
there's a lot of conversation whether he deserves to be captain of a boat he owns.
The SS bottled it.
Yeah. The SS oops. Have you been on it?
Look, I think really right now, Harry Maguire's greatest asset is that he's actually a huge threat to score. He scores a fair amount of goals per season.
Because
he got a big old melon, okay?
Yo, he got that flat forehead, man. I don't know how you got that. It's perfect for headers.
He traps the ball right on his forehead. Yeah,
he holds it up there, dude. I don't know how he does it. Cowboy coffee, said Trish Murphy. Of course, that's when you pop in, Trish. Thanks for hanging out with us. That's top of my voice, Trish.
That's cool.
Maguire is not the captain of England. Also, what are you lot saying?
Wasn't he? I thought he was the captain.
Yeah, they were talking about making him captain a while back. Not now,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stop it. Come on, Jamal London. Sips Colombian coffee, says Colo Blanco. Colo Blanco in the house, the greatest mod in the game. Okay. Jamal said slab ass. I don't know if that's offensive. I almost don't want to say it because I don't know. I'm like, is this like an old time? Everything English people say is old timey. Right? They're all like, they reckon. Oh, I reckon I'm going to the store. Oh, do you?
All right, there, Wreck It Ralph.
I know. All right, Sir Wreck It Ralph.
Yeah, we're here to roast England a little bit.
I know Harry Kane is the captain. Yes.
Yeah, has Maguire ever worn the captain's armband for England?
I'm pretty sure. Either that or they were talking about it.
I feel like it feels like it's a real thing, but maybe we're wrong. Okay.
Maguire didn't win the Premier League, WTF.
He didn't with Leicester?
No.
Wasn't he there?
No.
Who was the center back?
Wes Morgan.
Wes Morgan. Oh.
Wes Morgan was also captain, if I'm not mistaken.
He wasn't on the roster at all?
Nah.
Oh, man. That was in 2015?
Yeah, that's when Welbeck hit that header, and I believed.
Oh, that Arsenal. Yeah.
When
we
beat Leicester at home, I believe at their house. Oh God.
Okay.
All right. By the way, I just want to look at the points, the player ratings, if you will. Harry Maguire was 5.4. Taylor's is 5.4. But Lindelof is the worst here with 4.7.
Yes, I see.
4.7.
Not good.
That's a rough one.
Mm.
When you ain't even hitting a five.
I mean, just like, you know, once you're on the team sheet, you're at least a five.
Right? That's like you get a five just for getting your name right.
SATs.
Yeah. Your school didn't have like regular grades, right? You went to one of these like new
high school, yes. My high school did not have regular. We had exceed the standard. MS met the standard, or DMS did not meet the standard.
Well, I had DMX. this is why you are the way you are, by the way, because you went to the school. But whatchamacallit? Did you ever have the 0 through 100 grading system?
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
What was the
minimum passing?
65.
Okay. So some people say 70. Some people say 65. Mm-hmm. So if we look at these ratings as what, like 5.4 would be a 54 out of 100, right?
Right. Right.
So how many people passed? How many people got 6.5 or above? I'm going to count. Sancho got a 7.6. Pogba got a 6.6. I mean, that's the Alexis score right there. Like, hey, shut up. That's passing. Right? Elanga got a 6.6. And that's it. With three.
Mm.
Three passing grades.
Yeah. I mean, the last 15 minutes, how much possession did Manchester United have? Something like
92-8.
92-8.
Which some people are saying that means Manchester United quit. They gave up.
I mean, it felt that way.
They felt that way.
I have eyes that function. And really,
you know, I didn't know the math, but I knew. I didn't see all the work, but I knew.
But yeah, that was.
Robert Hutch was the other Leicester City. Remember Robert Hutch? Damn, what's he up to? That guy owns used car lots.
Well, Christian Fuchs is playing for Charlotte FC. We saw him yesterday. That was cool.
And that whole team is fuked.
92-8. So, I mean, this is the bigger concern.
Do
here.
We have any Manchester United fans in the chat? I feel like y'all would have left about 20 minutes ago. But
Siri Brown said, "Hey, look, it's my favorite secretaries." Hello.
Hey.
Okay.
Welcome to OS Corp.
Have a seat. Would you like some tea or coffee? What was the point I was making? Oh, yeah. So the fact that as far as giving up, this is Manchester, in my opinion, whatever the lore and history and legend of Manchester United, like you, if you
it's
wear
been buried.
If you wear that shirt, there can't be a situation where I don't care how good a team. Look, Everton played Manchester City the week prior. And if you saw both those games, what team that played against City played with more heart?
Yeah, of course.
So it's the Manchester United can't ever be in some situation where they are either like tactically inept, or where the quality is not to the degree of Manchester City, where they can't even possess the ball.
The most important thing of what you just said, but you missed one thing, it's effort.
Right.
You may not be winning. You may not be scoring, but you are Manchester United. If you are the club that's the biggest club in the world, if you're the one with the most history in the world, if you're the club that is recognized more than any other club all over the world, as per the fans, I'm not saying this is all facts, this is as per Manchester United fans, then you wearing that shirt have no right to not put at least an effort forth. And I'm sorry, 8%. You got to try to get less than 10% possession, fam. You got to try. That is no effort. No effort whatsoever.
Yeah, because those last few minutes, it was just...
People paid to watch that game.
But it was essentially Manchester City being like, how much we want to score on these fools?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
what are we going to make it 4-2?
Yeah, like, but it really felt like, all right, we know we're going to win. But let's embarrass them a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
And
Manchester United should never be in that position. Like, let's be real.
This is like a boxer who's kind of jabbing as you're kind of a little squiggly, not wanting to land the big punch just yet.
Right.
Let me play with him a little more.
Especially since if lineup to lineup, I mean, Manchester City are we know they're the better team, but player to player, If you did a combined best 11, that'd be a fair amount of Manchester United players in there, right? You're not gonna pick 11
City versus United.
Yeah, you'd pick a couple.
Who?
So all right.
No. Who?
Who? All right.
Let's go back. I'll even do it from this lineup because they even had Moires in goal. We ain't never heard of him. Who?
Okay.
Who would you take? Pull that up so they could see it.
Okay. Who? All right.
Let's start from.
Pogba. I would take Pogba
over Rodri.
Over. I mean,
he's playing in
the same exact
position.
Formation.
It's not the same, but we
yeah,
can.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I would. Yes. Regardless of who would we switch?
I got to be honest. That's a push.
All
and
right.
I'd probably go Rodri right now.
But Rodri, you think Rodri will be? They're not the same type of player. But you think?
Would you take Grealish or Elanga?
I would take Elanga. I mean, so this is as an attacker.
Mahrez or Sancho?
Mahrez.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you said Sancho, I'm like, no, you are only going to social wearing a Christian mask.
I mean, just, I don't know, man. The
De Bruyne or Fred? I mean, what? These aren't even questions.
I mean, Pogba and maybe Bruno? Maybe Bruno? At least, I mean, it can't be. I just think that because of
maybe De Gea, because Moares is starting, maybe, and that's it for me.
I mean,
and I love
Ederson.
Pogba.
It's Ederson.
I love Pogba. Oh yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Ederson. I love Pogba. I absolutely love Pogba, but I don't think he starts over.
Jamal says stop the cap. No United player gets into that 11. Really? Bruh,
yeah. You alone on this one.
Really? I think Pep is able to do more with lower quality players. And not by incredible drop, but I think because tactically and his system works so well, a lot of different players can fit. So I would. There's a couple United players.
You have to say that about the Rebel system as well. That Ralph Rangnick is trying to bring over. He ain't got the ingredients.
Okay. So, but
we said. I said, look, I'll get, and I'm giving all the credit to Ralph Rangnick because this is what I said about Arteta. So we got to be even, right? Arteta didn't have the ingredients before when he got there. It took him a year or two to get it. The difference is when he walked in, they won an FA Cup.
Right.
The hell's Ralph done? And it's the players. It's the players' fault. It's not Ralph's fault. I don't blame this on Ralph one bit.
Right.
It's the players' fault. They done gave up. Who was it? McTominay said they do too many fancy things. Now the rumor is Rashford is weighing his options. He's got a contract through 2024. He's weighing his options now that he's not getting playing time at Manchester United. He's thinking about where else to go. Germany being a possibility for the guy. I mean, this is from grace.
He would light it up in Germany. I would love to watch that.
Just so good.
Smacking up Wolfsburg week in, week out.
Man said lower quality players. Christian, City squad is £1 billion plus. I don't know what he was talking about.
No, I mean, look.
You're saying they're system players.
I'm not saying that exclusively. I'm just saying I'm crediting Pep by saying, like, he can. So, all right. So even let's say Jack Grealish, all right, who is not a. He's, yeah, $100 million, but has he.
Overpaid for him, for sure.
But he's. He's doing well in that system, and he's not even really doing that much per se as far as goals and assists. And I know Pep...
Stat-wise, you're right.
Pep did the thing he said recently, like, everybody pays attention to the stats, but there's things that players do, and blah, blah, blah. So, fine. I'm just saying, I'm praising him for being able to do that. But I'm also saying that, yes, if Pogba was on City, I think they would be... unbelievable players. I don't think that's a crazy thing to say.
Joe Whitlock said, people are saying it's the manager's fault in one breath and then it's the players in the next. That sums it up. It's everybody's fault now.
There's too many systemic issues with Manchester United. And
Colo Blanco said, we don't talk about Bruno. No. That's Encanto?
That's Encanto, okay. Yeah. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Bro, you got to watch it.
In 10 years, the answer's still going to be no.
You got to watch it.
I just saw Harry Potter for the first time, and it stinks. I don't know why any of you are proud of it.
All right. There it is.
We don't talk about City's money, nay, nay. Is this the song? That's still the song?
Okay. All right. Let's...
You're like, okay, let's stop talking about
it. Let's move on.
Pep really making those weaker players step up in Man City, Barca, Bayern, ha, 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 said Joe Whitlock.
Mm.
Yeah, dude, he's a small system kind of a guy, you know?
So let's take a quick look at the table. Obviously... it's a little closer than I think a lot of people expected. In first place, obviously, City, but it's only 6 points, man.
With a game in hand.
With a game. Liverpool has a game in hand.
Yeah, well, with a game left to go for Liverpool.
Yeah.
But I think the real competition there is between now fourth and third. We were talking about previously, will Arsenal get to fourth? And somebody said it, not me, somebody much smarter than me said, if Arsenal don't finish in fourth, it's Arsenal's fault. I think now, okay, we made somebody laugh, which I guess when I said somebody smarter than me, and I guess that's everybody. But Arsenal now are in competition for third, even with the game in hand on Chelsea, which Arsenal have played 25, Chelsea has played 26. We're still kind of in line.
Okay.
We're still kind of in competition for third, which I think is really what we should be aiming for. The battle for fourth, as far as I'm concerned, is ours if we want it. That's ours. Fourth is ours.
Yeah.
Who's competing with us? West Ham?
No.
Didn't they just lose? Yeah, they just lost to...
They lost to...
Liverpool. Liverpool 1-0.
1-0. Look, but the three games in hand, really, you're going to have to... Arsenal, not only...
take away our games in hand. Where are we on goal differential? 12, we're above Manchester United, we're above West Ham, mm-hmm. we're above Tottenham, right? Even if you want to throw Wolves in there as possible, they're 8 points away from us, we're above them. Points, we're above all of them. even if we're even on matches, if we lost all the games in hand, we'd still be fine. We'd still be in competition for third. We wouldn't be in a great position, but we'd still be in competition. And one of those games in hand is against Chelsea. So that game that they have above us, bro, we win that? Not easy.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we're going to. I'm saying if we win that, a big ol' if, what does that put us at? Let's say that was the next match, which it's not. But let's say that was the next match. That would put us at 51 points, and that would keep them at 53 points. Bruh, we're within striking difference, and we still have that game in hand because they played an extra match.
Okay. All right.
So what am I saying here?
Who are you trying to convince?
And bruh, Arteta has wiped away 125 million pounds from the wage, the wages. What are we talking about?
Look,
people didn't believe in Arteta. Oh, he shunned Ozil. Oh, he shunned Aubameyang. We didn't need him. We didn't need him. You know when that dude revs up real fast and goes past you, and then y'all get to the red light, and you right there next to him again? That's exactly who Arteta is, baby. I'm gonna go my own pace. You make all that noise, baby. We in an electric.
Okay, well, we found Arsenal's teacher's pet, okay?
I'm Alexis Alanga. Nice to meet you.
The game against Watford, it'll be three great goals.
3-2, we should have won 3-1.
Right.
And we could have used the extra little bit of bump in the goal differential, but we'll take the one. But huge win against a team that's fighting for relegation. Helped you out.
Oh my goodness.
You are also fighting for
relegation. Very much, because that was, the game was Burnley, Watford, and Norwich all lost. And Chelsea, it was 0-0 at halftime.
Is it Norwich or Norwich?
Norwich.
You're saying Norwich.
Norwich. That's how I've heard it pronounced.
I'm asking, is it Norwich or Norwich?
Norwich?
Norwich. Say it one more time.
Norwich.
Norwich. I'm asking which one. Is it Norwich or Norwich? That's what he said. He said Norwich.
I'm saying
he said Norwich. He said N-A-R. I'm saying N-O-R.
I'm saying it the way they say it. Norwich.
I'm the one saying that. He's saying Norwich. Yeah. I think he's Australian, bro. I think he's lying to us.
Unbelievable. Okay, I'm glad we sorted out. We have our resident Englishman to help us out. No, huge results in Everton's favor. Everton are playing Tottenham at 3 p.m. Eastern time today. We're recording, obviously, before the game. But, bro, it's going to be a difficult game, but, I mean, Everton needs a point. They need a goddamn point. Anything they can do
that's
to get something.
That's all you need is just a point.
A point.
And it's against Tottenham. So if you keep them to a draw, I'm happy.
Yes.
So I helped you out.
I think they can win. I think they can win. But we'll see.
I do want to correct something in the chat, though. Laka has not scored. Crimson Pizza said, now that Laka finally scored again, he could focus on being a facilitator, which he is better at than scoring. He's been a part of 9 goal-scoring opportunities, but it's only 1 goal, 8 assists.
Still, incredible. Still amazing. Yeah.
But he didn't score. In fact, they took the goal away from him in the previous match. They made it an own goal.
Because it hit...
Because the keeper batted it in.
Right.
It was more of a cross than anything else.
Yeah.
Because it kind of curled away from goal.
They count just the same, okay?
Hey, baby, I don't care. Give me them 3 points, bro. I don't care if I get shot and I fall. Like, I get shot in the foot and I trip and knee the ball in the goal. Count it as a goal and count the 3 points. That's what I want.
Wow. Okay.
Also, no one shoot me in the foot.
I don't want to make a real world example out
Jamal of it. London says Everton are going to win today.
Thank you for the confidence. I love Arsenal fans supporting Everton from time to time.
Wait, Jamal London said it's Norwich. I'm saying it right. Norwich. I don't know. Someone waved at us, so I waved back.
Why don't you? He is English. Sam is English.
I just don't think he's hearing me right. You know what it is? Maybe in my head I sound different than I sound out. Every once in a while I hear myself and I'm like, that's not me. Oh my God, that is me.
I cannot believe it.
Who's that deli owner that's yelling? Oh, that's me.
Okay, what else? What else should we
Let's talk about Manchester City. They didn't just win on the pitch, bruh. Their legends won eating pizza with us.
Right. So we gotta show everybody. Look, this is Alexis with Pablo Zabaleta at a pizza place, Lynde Street, in Brooklyn.
Am I wearing the brown version of this sweatshirt? Uh-huh. I bought two. They were on sale.
We could tell people kind of the story of the, this is a look. I mean,
let's start with the interview. So we got asked if we would be willing to interview Pablo Zabaleta in person. I'm like, willing? Would we be willing to pay you for the opportunity? The answer is yes.
We think we can pencil that in.
Let's go back to the bigger screen for the edit.
Okay.
So we get asked, hey, Pablo Zabaleta is coming in to do a bunch of Manchester City stuff. Some folks that work for Manchester City US know of us, think we're pretty good at interviewing, said, hey, would you want to interview him? We immediately said, uh-huh. So the interview is taking place. Well, they're revealing a pitch for kids, right? There's a kids event.
It wasn't the pitch was already there. It was not. Okay. They were revealing it.
Well, then why reveal it if it's already there?
The kids, they go to the school. But no, it was a, they surprised a kid. They did a pickup game with the kids, and Pablo played with them, and the kids,
we were supposed to get there at 1,
right?
I
got there on time.
Here's why I did not. I'm on my scooter traveling up Third Ave doing what I do, and then all of a sudden the back end starts getting a little squirrely on me and it starts going wherever it wants, and I think I'm gonna die. Now we're going pretty slow speed because there is traffic, thank God. So I look back and I see my tire over there and my wheel right over here. It's not going well.
Wait, your tire and your wheel?
The tire came off the wheel.
The tire, okay.
So, like, the tire was bent out. And I'm like,
aren't the tire and the wheel the same thing? The tire and the wheel. You mean like the rim?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying. A wheel includes the tire. That's
no,
how
it
I think.
Man, the wheel is the rim.
I don't know, Alexis.
No, okay? I'm telling you, you're wrong here. Out of the two of us, you're wrong. So anyway, it's 1 o'clock is when we're supposed to get there. It's now 12:30. I am not over there. I am off to the side of the road as people are honking at me for blocking the traffic, making worse traffic, as I'm on the phone with my insurance company to come tow this thing to a lot. They brought a whole flatbed. So I messaged Christian. I go, hey, man, I'm not going to make it. Christian's like, hey, don't worry. This event goes till about 3. I'm sure you'll get here by 3. 2:30, I hit him up like, yeah, man, I ain't going to make it. I'm in the tow truck heading south the wrong direction. But luckily, they were willing to let us interview him at the NYCFC offices. So we got a chance to interview him.
Right.
And, yo, when you guys hear this interview.
Yeah, it'll be available. You'll see some clips soon, but you'll see some stuff on Patreon. So patreon.com/HakaCooligans if some behind-the-scenes stuff.
What were you thinking as I hit you up to say, hey, I ain't going to make it?
I mean, upset. I was like, this is ridiculous. Why? At first, I was like, he shouldn't have bought this damn scooter. What the waste of money? Of course, this is going to put him in danger. He's already been hit by a car. And now this. I'm like, what?
Did you really think
How many more signs does this dude need to not have a goddamn scooter? So that crossed my mind.
It really did?
Yes, of course.
He doesn't share this with me, but I hope you're okay. That's all he wrote.
But I'm not gonna
real.
I'm not going to be a monster.
No, be a monster. I appreciate it so much. By the way, you are a monster. You're just not sharing it.
I was like, oh man, this might be our only opportunity to interview Pablo Zabaleta.
I thought the same thing.
While Alexis is dealing with his stupid scooter,
right.
I'm over here taking.
By the way, life threatening situation.
Okay. You know what? New York has functional subways that are much safer.
I wouldn't say that. I carry a blade with me on the subway now, boy.
But I'm here taking photos with Pablo Zabaleta and the Premier League trophy.
He's out here, but I am sitting on the side of the road freezing. It was still cold that day, waiting for a tow truck to get there that told me it was going to be 90 minutes. And I'm looking on Twitter and I see Christian looking like a damn player standing next to Pablo Zabaleta. Apparently they share genes.
We have very similar genes, where I did feel like, oh, okay, this is I look like a European player. That is just being a tourist in New York.
Like Damo said, Alexis is right about this. I'm sure that's about the wheel and the tire. You're wrong.
The tire goes on the wheel, Christian.
Yeah, duh.
Well, my father's a mechanic, and he never taught me anything.
Yeah,
okay?
Clearly you don't have a great relationship with him, and neither do I with my father. So luckily they said, hey, he has other interviews he has to do at this office. You guys can come there. So we got a chance to sit with him in the office. And it was a little bit more relaxed than it probably would have been. So it worked out in the end. I didn't die.
Yeah.
First check. Second check. We still got to do the interview. But I would say we bonded with Pablo Zabaleta. He had a good time.
I think so. And then, so we during the interview, it was great. But then we spoke to him before the interview and after the interview.
In fact, remember when I asked him, I go, we talked about the World Cup final that he lost and how gut-wrenching it was. And then I said, hey, how about you can, we'll go back. You win that World Cup final. But then that means you have to go vegan for the rest of your life. You Argentinian meat-eating animal.
You carnivore.
And I'm not even going to tell you. It was absolutely hilarious to watch his face and the response. The Manchester City people behind the camera were like in awe. They were clapping at what was happening to this man who's pretty well-spoken. Who, you know, you got to see that. You got to watch the interview. So if you're in Gully Squad, go check it out when it comes out.
When it comes out. Okay. So, but then we did that interview. It was great. Hanging out with him, but then
we bonded though. We had a connection.
I would
to the point where if he saw us again, he'd be like, "Hey, what's up?"
Right, because and when I kind of laid the groundwork at the school because I told him
you're just massaging.
I'm massaging him. I'm like, "Hey, look, this is just the foreplay for what's about to happen later.
It's a little amuse-bouche."
But I told him I introduced myself and I said, "Like, hey," he was doing a couple of interviews. He did an interview with like Telemundo and stuff, and they were and he did some other interview, and it's like, "What's it like doing that?" Yeah, we heard it before.
So you're a professional football player. How is that?
Okay, the way I start the show, that's the energy.
Yeah. See how he is now? I try to get him here in the beginning. He just doesn't want to get there. I got to warm him up.
And I told him, like, hey, look, we're comedians. We're going to do an interview later. And then it was already, I could see he was like, oh, what? What is it? Yeah, a little startled. But then when we got to the office, he was like already, okay, I met you before and the whole thing.
So we got a chance to talk to him a little bit before the cameras were set up.
Yeah.
Where we got to kind of, you know, I think it's always good for us to talk to the guest beforehand because it gives them an opportunity to be like, oh, they're not serious. You know what I mean? But then I get invited to an event at the Puma store.
Right.
The next day. You couldn't make it.
I couldn't go.
But Pablo Zabaleta is going to be there with the trophy, and a bunch of Manchester City fans have signed up. A lot of Argentina fans. A couple of San Lorenzo fans showed up.
Oh, wow.
One guy with a Cerro Porteño shirt, and he was like, take it off. but it was really cool to see, right? So we get invited. And gave me a gift card, by the way, which is pretty cool.
Pablo gave it to you?
No. Puma did. That was pretty dope. It was a little thank you for coming. Bought myself a little Neymar jacket. I should have wore it today, actually.
Man, you're just like a little kid on Christmas.
Bro, I love getting free stuff.
Grandma, how'd you know?
How'd you know I wanted something? So Pablo's there. I walk across the street, and here's a little bit behind the scenes. The dude who works for Puma wasn't sure who we were. Didn't really know.
Oh, I just want to read this real quick from Chanchada, Mi United. Es argentino, no hay ninguna chance que dejaría los asaditos. Which is a fair.
You gotta listen. You just gotta see the interview, right? So I see them across the street. I see him and the Manchester City gentleman who's with him, and I said, "Hey!" I walk up like, "Hey, it's me," and they're like, "Hey, okay." So now they recognize it wasn't like quick hello back to the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
So the dude from Puma doesn't know a lot about Cooligans. Doesn't know who I am. He was told to invite me.
And we got to blame everyone in the chat for not screaming the Cooligans from the rooftops.
Right. Where's all these tattoos you guys promised to get? So anyway, he just got the job with Puma. His job is to sort of corral a little bit of like anticipation for this. Bring out some folks who are maybe influencers or names or media types within the soccer football community. We get invited. He wasn't sure who we were, but he was told to invite us. So all I know is I'm walking in the back door of this Puma store with a high level executive of Manchester City and a legend who's won the league twice with them, Pablo Zabaleta, and me. Just the three of us, no security. We walk in, and this gentleman makes eye contact with me, and he was like, How did you? And you see it in his face. He's like, Alexis? And then we get in the elevator, we go up, and it was just hanging out. He's signing a bunch of names and stuff, but everyone starts talking about how they're hungry.
Mm.
And I said, well.
And this is where Alexis steps up.
I said, I'm glad you brought an expert. I'm glad an expert was invited. And I said, hey, if you're going to go somewhere, I said, look, I know y'all do this. Y'all bring like Premier League players to the worst restaurants. Bring them to Tao, Catch, all these stupid restaurants that are just for celebrities that aren't even that good. The food ain't even that great. You just want to be celebrated as a celebrity when you walk in and get that treatment. How about you take him to a real place? He's Argentinian. People from Buenos Aires eat more pizza per capita than New Yorkers. Why don't you take him to the best pizza place in New York? Why don't you show him real food? And then he was like, all right, give me your top three. And I said, Lindustry, Lindustry, Lindustry. Mm. That's my top three. There really is no other, right? And he goes, all right. Basically, he was like, I'll call your bluff. I'll go, and I'll let you know how it goes. And Pablo goes, you're coming with us, right? And I was like, oh, yeah, you bet I am, buddy. I might attach myself to your leg, my G. I immediately call the owner, who's Italian.
Yeah.
The owner, he's from Italy. He's from Tuscany. Huge. Played Massimo. Semi-pro. Massimo, the homie. Played semi-pro in Italy. I call him. Phone goes directly to voicemail. Ugh. I text him. It goes green bubble. I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
He's not in town. So I sent him a message on Instagram.
He in a river?
He's underwater again.
Damn it.
I sent him a message on Instagram. I said, hey, are you in town? He goes, no, Ale, I'm in Italy. By the way, he texts. There's no reason for me to have an accent. He's like, no, I'm in Italy. Why? Is everything
no,
okay?
Ale, I'm in Norwich.
Yeah, I'm in Norwich. I'm in Norwich, fam. I'm from Italy. And I said, hey, Pablo Zabaleta's with me, and I sent him a picture of Pablo Zabaleta. I go, we're on our way to your shop. And he put, fuck, ay. Why you do this when I know here?
Also, and we have to, like, obviously, the connection between Italy and Argentina is so deep that it's like...
The man's last name is Italian.
You might as well have said, I got Roberto Baggio with me. It's really, he's like, no, my God, how am I missing this opportunity?
He's probably on an airplane headed to Italy chanting, one of us, one of us, as he hears this. So he's now freaking out. I called the shop and I said, hey, let me talk to the Italian-American dude who works there, Nick, also the homie, doesn't know anything about soccer. I call him up and I go, hey. And he goes, Massimo already sent me 10,000 messages. I heard you coming here with some big important player. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. We get to the place is packed. There's no seats for us. It's a counter. You just sit at a counter or in the outdoor seating.
Kind of like this right here.
But Pablo immediately starts looking around like, where's the dining room? Like, this
right,
is
right.
We're used to eating. He pulled me aside. He goes, all they fed me this entire trip is salads. Thank you. And then he sits down.
Monsters that employ me.
He's Argentinian. He needs to eat a third of a cow every day. He sits down. Immediately, they start bringing out squares. They start bringing out. He's like, we're making a pie just for you right in front of him. We're all getting flour on us.
Before you continue, I know he was worried about people recognizing him, right? This is why he didn't want to be.
He was a little, not worried, but I think that the gentleman from Manchester City is like, they don't want him to be bombarded.
Right.
And it's New York.
But this is
we in Brooklyn. People literally walk by like, what's up, Zabaleta? And like just walk by. Yo, no one bothered. No photos.
This is what I love about just being an American football fan.
Alex has been like, I've been training for this my whole life. This is my Champions League, right?
But this is how it is. Like, we don't know who you are, fam. Like,
and even if we do, we ain't
too busy.
Nobody's
bothering you. Like, this is why you can be one of the most famous people in the world out here, and it's nobody cares.
People literally would have been like, hey, yo, Rihanna, move out of the way. I'm trying to get my slice. Your belly's in the way. You and Alexis got to stand up.
Yo, move out ASAP. Yeah. Okay?
Rocky. Bro, if this was, he kind of like, you know, like celebrities do that thing where they kind of stick their neck down a little bit, like, I don't want to get noticed.
Turtle.
Yeah, they're just a little bit. There's a little bit like, maybe the body language is to show, like, hey, I'm not really, I don't want to show that I'm open for conversation. Bro, people were like, hey, what's up, Pablo? And just walk back. Nobody bothered him.
Right.
And then the best is Nick is stretching the dough. He goes, so what do you play for, Manchester United? I was like, yeah, he does. I'm like, Nick, just fucking make the pizza, Nick.
That's amazing.
By the way, 7 slices of pizza.
This man ate 7 slices of pizza.
7 slices. Bruh, I'm like, hey, we're splitting this pie. You ate the whole damn thing. I ate 1 slice. My man put down 3. I was like, yo, we need to party with Pablo Zabaleta.
Pablo's also crazy fit. Like, the dude, he could play tomorrow.
By the way, as he's eating, he goes, you know, I only exercise twice a week now.
What?
He goes, yeah. He goes, I thought I'd be much fatter by now. I'm like, yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. But incredible. I mean, he pulled me aside and he said the pizza place was at 11. He also thanked me. He said, thank you, because this reminds me of Buenos Aires. This is the part of New York, he goes, we never get to see. He was like, more players should do like this. Like, come out to a real pizza place. Like, especially because he even said, like, in New York, you don't get bothered as much. Even if they do recognize you, they don't bother you. But most people don't, because it's not a big footballing community here, you know, in the U.S. That's not as massive as anywhere else where he would go. So he actually thanked me. He said, yo, like, these are the types of places I wish more players would go. Like, this reminds me of Buenos Aires. This is, like, where we're from. And by the way, it's a nice place. It's not like a dirty little slice joint. Like, it's a really nice place. But even he was like, this is the atmosphere I want. Oh, and then we got, they make everything from scratch. They had Boston cream donuts that they made. Mm. They made everything, even the custard, from scratch. And I said, oh, you got the donuts. And Nick goes, yeah. And he goes, Bumbolino to Pablo. And he's like, I think he knows what a Bumbolino is. Could you stop zhuzhing it up, buddy? It's a donut. So he goes, yeah, Boston cream Bumbolino. Boston crema. So I go, yeah, let me get that. And he goes, yes, me too. Right? Pablo. I'm like, Pablo eating sweets?
Yeah.
Let's go Pablo, right? Nick takes one out, cuts it in half, and he puts it on a plate. So I go to grab a half. Pablo shoots me a look like, I didn't know we were splitting this. Yo, he was so mad we had to split that donut.
All that goodwill you've earned, yo, bro, it is now gone.
He's like, from that one, players get their own donuts.
Okay, I have made a decree.
If you're going to be doing this more often, bringing players out, why don't you get your own donut, fatty? Leave mine alone. You know how long we played and we couldn't eat donuts? Now you can eat half my donut? Bro, he looked like, there's a picture on his Instagram. If you go to his Instagram, you'll see it. I'm not sure for how much longer it's up, but he looks like a little kid eating a donut.
Bro, I mean, look, you get to make his wish come true, you know, just to eat unhealthy.
Michael Raymond. Read Michael Raymond's comment, literally what you're about to say.
Michael Raymond said, what if you guys did a thing where you take pro players or ex-pro players out to eat and film?
Okay, could one of you set that up?
We've literally pitched this 4,000 times.
I mean, how many times do I have to airdrop my pitch deck, my deck pitch, out to people?
I send it to everyone on the subway.
Oh, I sent the wrong one. I'm so sorry.
We are
going to make an uncircumcised deck pitch.
we've efforted this. So the one that we did that somebody actually agreed to was Tommy McNamara. Mm-hmm.
A New Yorker.
Who now plays for the New England Revolution. But if you go on our YouTube channel, just search Cooligans Tommy McNamara. You'll find we did a little pizza tour with Tommy. Alexis led the way. I mean, obviously, I don't have too much insight to offer.
Just sitting there wondering what the wheel and the tire is. Okay. By the way, I want to give credit to Trish Murphy, who was the first one to say it in the chat. Sorry, I missed it. She said, new side hustle for Alexis, taking footballers to local food places. I would not only love it, I'd love it.
Okay. So if you are a professional athlete in the chat right now.
Yeah, make the pitch, dude.
you know what? Hit us up.
Yeah, send come out.
Into DMs.
Did you ever sign a professional contract with a top flight football club? And you happen to be in New York City and want to eat? Hit us up.
Exactly. Look, this is the commercial. So get on board.
Hey, Joe Whitlock said, I can totally set that up. I just need $500 to get started. Who's got the $500? Join our gully squad. Yeah. We're taking you out to eat for $500 a month.
Yeah.
It's a good deal, actually.
That's one of the perks. So, okay, I think
That's right. We made a burger. We named a burger after Jack Harrison, so we brought food to Jack Harrison.
Right, right.
Who now plays for Leeds.
Jesse Marsh. Oh, you know what?
Down bad FC.
We could end there. There was somebody on like Talk Sport or something like that that was saying that the Jesse Marsh huddle after the game, they lost 1-0, right? But it was like they played very, very well, and they deserved at least a result. And but the huddle, Jesse Marsh had everyone in a huddle on the pitch and was, you know, thanking them for all the effort that they gave, and really it was like a, you know, kind of morale boosting opportunity, right. And then there were people in England being like, oh, it was so cringe. It was so cringe that he did that. Like, do that in the changing room. Don't do that on the pitch. Yet, if you look at, I think it's Aston Villa.
What?
Bro, I think it's like so many teams do huddles on the pitch. It is a common thing. But because this dude is American, it's going to start, right?
Oh, they're going to be relentless.
Every single thing he does is going to be like, oh, but this cringy American, blah, blah, blah. And it just, so look, if for anybody, if you're in the chat right now, you need to cut it out. Okay.
Cut it out if you're one of them.
All right. Because, you know, it's hard to lay into you so hard, but stop it. Yeah. Okay.
Also, like a huddle is like a nice thing. Like, hey, we lost, but yo, let's, they're trying to not get relegated.
Right. You gotta,
team unity is important.
Camaraderie, some sort of culture that, you know, a sense of urgency. I literally thought there was nothing wrong with it.
Absolutely disgusting.
So very, very silly.
But yeah, look, I think Jesse Marsh is going to keep him up. I do want to just say, and I know we'll talk about this more tomorrow. For those of you who have seen, if you haven't, try to not see the images, but what happened in Mexico,
yeah,
in the Atlas versus Querétaro,
yeah,
match, absolutely horrific. Rest in peace to everyone who passed away. And if you are, if you go to the Mexican football show, right? Footmex. What's a Wiso's
Mexican soccer show.
If you go to him, he did a blog post, which is absolutely incredible.
Wiso Vasquez, yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. He just talks about, like, we need to come to terms with what's going on. Like, there's times where you'll go to games and you don't feel safe. And he basically said, like, we can't hide it anymore. It's not just us that like the sport. Sometimes criminals also like the sport.
Yeah.
And the fact that families were taking shirts off of children so they wouldn't be attacked by the opposing fans. The fact that last I heard 17 people possibly had passed away who went to a match. And now look, maybe some of them took part of the violence. I'm just saying it shouldn't be where you go to a game and you don't come home. It shouldn't be.
Yeah. And we'll spend more time talking about it tomorrow.
I just want to make sure we talk about
it's horrifying, it's disgusting, and already with, like, the, you know, everything going on in Ukraine, and then it's like I don't even want to watch the news that much, but I can't stop watching it and seeing that, like, terror and torment. And then it's like we go to soccer to, like, obviously get away from some of it,
right?
And to see something like that is absolutely unbelievable. It's
horrific.
Just
it's horrific, and it's a stain on the whole sport. And you know, there's a lot of people saying, like, oh, this is the Mexican league, and
it's
the whole sport.
It's the whole sport. Yeah,
it's everywhere. I mean, look, you might not see it a lot in MLS. It's a relatively new league. It's a little bit of the audience is a little bit more family oriented for the most part.
Sure.
I'm not saying everybody, for the most part. So you may not see it there. And I know a lot of that violence has been taken out of the game in England and other countries. You know, maybe Mexico needs to come to terms with what's going on there and do the same thing, make the same effort that was done in Germany and in England and all these places where that hooliganism is taken out of the sport. But it's absolutely horrific, especially for families. Those aren't cameramen were getting punched in the head. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Guys. And then stripping dead by, I mean, it was just absolutely horrific.
It was absolutely
horrific. It was taken way too far. To come back to something you said before, who was it? Aussie AB said, what is it? Harry Maguire needs a huddle.
Okay. Much lighter now. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Much lighter now. My guy definitely needs a huddle. But don't dip your head into it, my guy. You've got a big noggin like me. You're going to make a lot of clanging sounds.
Okay. So make sure you join us tomorrow on YouTube Live, youtube.com/soccercooligans, 1 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to be talking about the weekend of MLS, Charlotte's first home game. We'll talk a little bit more about what happened in Mexico as well.
And check out, we're going to start releasing, we'll release a clip a day essentially, and then eventually we'll release the full interview. But the Julian Araujo interview is absolutely incredible. Speaking of Mexico, he really talked a lot about his decision between the U.S. men's national team and the Mexican national team and why he chose Mexico. So check that out. There should be a couple clips on our social media and on our YouTube right now. Run those numbers up if you can. That'd be dope. Share that out. Somebody shared the short and put, like, oh, this is going to go viral in America.
Yeah, Thomas did that.
8-3-2. And then he was like, well, I was wrong. Yeah, dude, the more you guys share it, the better anyway. So share that out. And then if you are in Gully Squad, go look in our Patreon.
Yeah.
Right now.
Shout out to we have to give people shout outs.
I forgot
that as a thing. But Grant Wall actually just joined.
He better join at the big number, bro.
Just joined Patreon.
It ain't tricking if you got it, my
so
I saw him this weekend. Shouts to Grant.
Shout out to you. I'll make sure we get through to everybody, but we got Toby Romer, John Useglio. There's a lot of people that were in the original Gully Squad that moved over to Patreon. So if you haven't done that yet, please do so. Colin Marshall, who I believe is in the chat, right? Oh my God, die!
Oh my God, die! Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you so much for the support. And Reagan, Ferranda. Regan Ferrando. Okay, so
we'll powerful name.
We'll get to some more tomorrow. So thank you, everybody, for joining. Seriously, we appreciate the support. We wouldn't be able to do a lot of the things that we do without the support of
Gully Squad. No, we couldn't do any of this without you. Yeah. So we love you all.
We're not hanging out. Who paid for that pizza? It was Gully Squad. For exactly. Pablo. No, I'm kidding.
Actually, it was Manchester City. Thank you very much. But hey, we love you all, but we love Gully Squad a little more.
Okay, so thank you all for the support. We will see you tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern time. And if you're listening to this podcast, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Give us 5 stars on Spotify.
And hit the like button. There's only 17 likes and a lot more of you watching. So hit that like button real quick.
Yeah.
That would really help us out.
Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will be back tomorrow. Be well and stay safe. Take care.